This is HPR episode 2057 entitled Dodomio Notes. It is hosted by Dodomi and is about 6 minutes long. The summary is How I Cook Steel Cut Oats.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is DODD Dummy, recording my second HPR episode. I think it's only been about 4 or 5 years since the last one, so I'm making pretty good progress. I decided to chime in on the oatmeal discussion. Now I use, and this is how I eat steel cut oats, or how I cook them. You decide if I really cook them or not later. A little bit of background. I don't like oats. I don't like oatmeal. I like oatmeal cookies as long as they have chocolate chips. I'm a big believer in raisins are the reasons I have trust issues. I think that's the quote. So to me, oatmeal has always tasted like a big pile of mush, and I just didn't found no appeal in it. Maybe I've eaten about 3 or 4 bowls of oatmeal in my life before I found the steel cut oats I eat now. Now I love oats. So I'm getting to the age where eating healthier is starting to appeal to me. Traditionally, I eat about the worst diet you can imagine. That's what I eat. And I don't know, several years ago, I read an article, or I don't know, somewhere I read something that steel cut oats are supposed to be better for you than regular oats, and they also taste better. So I got some steel cut oats, cooked the way that I thought you were supposed to cook oats, and I made a big, huge mess everywhere. So I didn't try oats anymore after that, until one day I was walking through Kroger and I saw some oatmeal and it said instant steel cut oats. And I thought, I'd read you couldn't really make instant steel cut oats, because after I made the huge mess, then I decided to read about how to cook them. And I saw that you had to cook them differently. So anyways, I looked at it, and the box, it was like $2 or $3, and I think it had 10 pouches of oatmeal. So maybe the purists were making horrible faces and screaming into their players now. But for me, that was fine. That's what I'd been used to on regular oats anyways, was the package. And cooking the oats seemed like a barrier that was too big for me anyways. So got the oats, threw them in the microwave with some water. The package on these had a little water line. Interestingly enough, they had the water line different on either side of the package. So I kind of split the difference, put some water in, cooked it up, put a little bit bigger bowl because, like I said, steel cut oats kind of make a big mess if you try to do them like you do regular oats. So I used a bigger bowl than I normally would to microwave regular oats. And they tasted great, came out perfectly. I think they were a little bit dry with the amount of water that I put in, But I just made the difference up with milk afterwards, stirred some milk in, and they were great. I love oats now. I've tried both the plain and the maple syrup. I think brown sugar and maple syrup ones. That's the what I prefer is the maple syrup one, but the regular are fine too. I just use sugar and milk, and they're great. And the company is a, and I think they're they I think they have a formula that's proprietary somehow, or and maybe they're the only brand that are selling these, at least in the States. They're the only brand I've seen. But it's better oats, and like I said, in this area, there's Kroger and Walmart are the two grocery stores I would normally go to, and Walmart didn't have them, but Kroger did. So yeah, and apparently the secret sauce is flaxseed, that makes them not make such a huge mess everywhere, because there's what comes in the package is really oats and, well, flavoring if you get the flavored ones, and flaxseed oil. I don't know what percentage, but a small, there's a little bit of flaxseeds, nah, I guess not flaxseed oil. Kind of, it looks a little bit like flaxseed dust to me, but there are some like husks in there, and I assume that's the flaxseed. And I think maybe that helps keep the oats from making such a big mess. That's my theory now, anyways, or is it the hypothesis? I guess hypothesis. So, anyways, if you're willing to risk $2 or $3, and you either haven't tried steel-cut oats because it seemed like too much work, or you try you eat steel-cut oats, but you want to try a different way to make them, and you haven't yet. So check out Better Oats, and it's like a $2 or $3 risk, so you might be able to handle that. And I guess that's all I have to say about oats. But believe me, Better Oats turned someone who really didn't like oats into an oats eater. So.
You've been listening to Hecker Public Radio at heckerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.